Before my homily, I want to express two thank yous. One is on behalf of all of us. There's many people who do a lot of liturgical ministries here, and some people do it for a very, very long time and come to a point where they need to say, you know, time to retire, even though they have been retired from their regular work job for many, many years. And I'm speaking of our gratitude and thanks to Dick Philippi, who has been a Mass coordinator for this Mass for quite a long time, and tonight is his last night of doing that. And a Mass coordinator is the one who makes sure that all the things are here necessary for our Eucharist, as far as the wine and the water and the breads and the people to bring up the gifts. So I don't know where Dick is hiding. I hope he didn't skip out of Mass on his last time. So I want to thank him for that. If you see him on the way out, if you would do that. The second one is my thank you to you. I said this last weekend when I had 9/11, and I was not able to share it with you. 3 weeks ago, we had the collection for Catholic Relief Services for Hurricane Harvey. And at that collection, you generously gave $6,700. The next weekend, we had the missionary, Father James Peterson. At that, you generously gave $7,200 to that collection. That is the most that at least we can remember that has ever been given by our parish community of mission. And I say thank you because that's back-to-back weekends. That's a generosity for the one weekend for Hurricane Harvey, the next weekend for the mission, and I know probably for some of you, you have even given other ways to those disasters. So as pastor, I want to say thank you for your generosity to that. Phone call number one. She looks down at the caller ID, and it's Jen. Jen has been having a lot of trouble and a difficulty, and yet she didn't have time to pick it up and talk to Jen. Fortunately, the phone stopped ringing. She said, "I dodged a bullet." But then she looked down at the phone again and wondered if Jen was okay. So she redialed and said, "Jen, I'm sorry that I wasn't able to pick up, but I was putting the groceries away. What's up?" Phone call number two. Frank is a neighbor. In a neighborhood, he makes a phone call and says, "We're going to gather on Saturday morning as a crew to fix up that baseball field behind the school. We're going to rake. We're going to fix the fence. We're going to take care of the dugouts and repaint them. Yep, I think I can be there. I've always kind of worried about whether or not kids were safe at that baseball field. So I'll check my schedule for Saturday, and hopefully I'll be able to be there. I want to do all I can to help out. Frank, thanks for getting everybody together and for organizing this." But Saturday morning is his weekly golf game. He's not about to interrupt that. By the way, Frank's got it all under control anyway. Two phone calls, two different responses. Jesus in the gospel today is saying to us, God is not so much interested in words, but is more interested in actions. Faith is not a matter of knowing the words. But faith is a matter of knowing what to do and doing it. Paul, in the second reading, reminds us what it is that we are to do. Complete my joy, but really complete the joy of another by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, looking out for the needs of another. And then he goes on to say how to do that. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ. To have the attitude of how it is we can complete the joy in another, to have the attitude of how it is we are compassionate, how we are merciful, how we are forgiving. To have the attitude of Christ that says, I will be attentive and responsive to the needs of another. That it is you and I who have not only that attitude, but that presence of Christ that we can bring into the lives of another. And the choice is ours. The choice is whether we can take the words and not follow through on them, or take the words and the actions of Christ and live them out and follow them. And where is it and how is it that we do that? It's in our vineyard. It's where God calls us and sends us. And our vineyard is our school. Our vineyard is our place of work. Our vineyard is this church community, the communities that we live in. It's the relationships that we are part of. That's the vineyard that God calls us to. That's where God calls and sends us and asks us, take my attitude, take my presence, bring my compassion and mercy and forgiveness and joy and the reaching out and helping the others in their need. Be that for me. Show others who God is and who Christ is. And the other part of the reading to remember, it is the first caller, the first son. It's the prostitutes and tax collectors. Each of them changed. And God invites us that we don't have to get it right the first time, that he offers us the opportunity to change and do it over. God has a lot of do-overs in our life. And so as we go into the week, what's the attitude that you feel deeply within you that is Christ's, that you live out, that you know is yours, that is unique to you? Think about that. Reflect with it. And then second of all, who will ask each of us to say yes to them? To yes to them when they need us, when they need that attitude of Christ. Pray that our response will be yes, and we will follow through. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.